Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight's in the law of the Lord, the one that doesn't sit in the scornful. And his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Bobby, why don't you lead us in prayer? Bobby Shell?
Dear Lord, we do thank you again, Lord, for your word, Lord. We thank you for the church that preaches your word.
Yes.
Lord. We thank you for the preacher that he preaches what you give, Lord, and let him preach about what other people think.
Amen.
I pray you be with him tonight, Lord. Let him preach with that liberty, Lord, let him preach the power, Lord, to prepare our hearts for what he has for us.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Tonight we just want to take a few minutes. I won't be long. And I want to just share a few thoughts with you about Psalms 1. Psalms 1's been in my heart for a couple of weeks. And I said, hey, it won't leave my heart, so I'm going to preach it. That's how God speaks to us. He puts things in our hearts. And I said, well, Lord, you must want me to preach on it because it won't leave my heart. So let's look at verse 1. Blessed. Now, you know that word blessed means you're happy or you're blessed by God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In other words, a man will be blessed, a man will be happy, if he doesn't take counsel and do what the wicked ungodly tell him to do. You know, dial in Miss Cleo, you're not going to be doing too good. Hello, I'm Mr. This is Cleo. You guys did not tell you what you need to know. I'll tell you what you need to know. You got the wrong number. You know, there's a lot of Christians taking bad advice from people who are ungodly. Can I say something to really help you a little bit? Don't go to the world for your correction for your children. Today I've just been focused on the family. Father's Day and I think that doctors, Dr. Spock and all them other idiots that say don't spank your kids and don't do this and don't do that. And and you'd be surprised how many Christians will go to the world for counsel. Do not go to the world for counsel. Do not try to get your answers of directions for your life from the world. You get your directions from God's word, man, God's man, if God's man's got giving you the word of God. But we got too many people today in fundamental churches, Bobby, that are taking counsel from the wicked. And you wonder why our lives are shattered and torn. You wonder why they're so torn up and so disarrayed because they've got wrong counsel. Boy, make sure your counsel comes from the King James Bible.
Amen.
And there was a man I was talking to. He was just thanking us, thanking God for this church. He said, I can't remember how it was this week. He said, I never got truth till I came here. He said, when I first came, I couldn't believe it. But then he said, I kept coming back. He said, man, that guy's telling me the truth. And, you know, a lot of churches today don't give truth. They're afraid to say what's true. The whole world today is so liberal that any fundamental church today, people, you take an average person that's never been in a fundamental church and they hear this old fella preach, I put him in shell shock. It's the one we ain't had coronaries. Right, you know, right while I'm preaching. You know, and so, but people, truth will set people free.
Amen.
Truth makes people free. And so, if you want to do right, young and old, don't get your advice. If you're going to make a big decision in your life, kids, don't go to some weirdo down the street don't believe there's a God, that's an infidel. Go to the man of God. Go to your mom and dad. Go to the priest. Go somewhere, but don't go to some infidel.
Amen.
Don't go buy some book that some idiot God hater wrote and say, "Well, I'm going to go buy their book because it's a bestseller." Just because it's a bestseller don't mean it's the right book.
Amen.
And so we need Christians today to seek godly counsel.
Amen.
Too many Christians being destroyed today because they're going in the counsel of the wicked.
Right.
Can anyone say amen?
Amen?
By the way, God hates going to the counsel of the wicked. Can I just give you one example? Hold your hand there in Psalms. I just had to put this in. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 28. The first king of Israel was called Saul. He was a real tall fellow. Matter of fact, Saul was the tallest man in Israel. He was the first king of Israel. They said, "Give us a king." God finally gave him a king. They should have never left the prophets. They wanted a king, and so they got. See, God gives the people what they want and what they deserve. America is going to get what they deserve real soon. Hello? But Saul was the first king of Israel, and he was the tallest. He was a big dude. Tallest. Matter of fact, the scripture records that he was the tallest man of Israel. Matter of fact, when Goliath was out there challenging him, Bobby, Saul, because he should have been the one leading the battle. But he stayed behind little David. So there, you take my armor. They say, I got a lot more armor than that. The Lord's going to be my armor. Amen?
Amen.
But he got so far away from God, God wouldn't answer him. Look what he did. And you know the story. He went to the witch of Endor. Look at 1 Samuel 28:7. Then said Saul unto the servant, seek me a woman. Why is it always a woman? I thank God for it, but why is it always a woman? All your fortunes are all these, you know, Miss Cleo. Why wasn't it Mr. Leo? You know, it seems like it's always a, you know, I'm not knocking women, I wonder why that is. I'm not going to go any farther. Then said Saul unto the servant, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit. And that's what those people they have that you with your horoscopes and everything. They got familiar spirits. You say, do you think they're dabbling with demons and demonic things? They can tell you stuff. There's another dimension out there. But God says us to stay away from that. That I may go and inquire of her. Listen, you want to inquire of somebody, you want to get counsel of somebody, you get counsel from God. Go to God's man. Go to God's word. Go to church. Many times, if you're asking God for something, while the man's preaching, even if I don't preach on what you're thinking about, many times the Holy Spirit, as the word of God's preached, the Holy Spirit will say, do this.
Right.
Many times God will give you the answer to your question through the preaching of God's word.
Yeah.
And it might not be anything that I even said, but he uses the Spirit. Hello, anybody home? Well, you know the story. Look at verse 8 or 7. And he said, behold, there was a woman which have a familiar spirit at Endor, the witch of Endor. And Saul disguised himself, put on his ornament, his other raiment, and he went. Isn't it amazing? He knew he was doing wrong, Bob. Do you ever notice what we do? We go, even if we go to those places we're not supposed to go, we try to disguise ourselves. Hello? Anybody home? But you know the story. He went there and sought counsel from her. God judged him. And you know what happened to him? He died, and his sons died. You read the next chapter, you'll see they died. And what I'll say, go back to Psalms. What I'm saying is this. The Lord does not want his people seeking counsel and wisdom and direction from the wicked. It's about time Christians say, I'm not going to listen to that TV program. I'm not going to listen to that tape or that. Those people aren't even saved. Why would light go to darkness? Why would a child of God go to the children of Satan? Hello? You say, boy, that's pretty bold. Well, if they're not saved, they're not God's child. Oh, preacher, We're all the children of God. No, we're not. The Bible teaches we're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We're all the creation of God. We are all the creation of God, but we're not all the children of God. You don't get to be a child unless you trust Christ as your Savior. Well, notice, we need to be very careful who we take our counsel and advice from. It is not scriptural to follow wicked people's advice. And then look at verse 1 also. Not only don't take advice from the wicked, don't run with them, don't hang around with them, don't keep company with them, don't associate with them. In other words, stay away from the bad crowd. You know what'll tear some of you kids up? You'll get with the bad crowd. Bad company can cause many problems. And by the way, that's not just with the young. It's the old too. Some of you fellas that run around, you run with some bad company, you're going to have trouble. I remember right after I got saved, before I got saved, Andrew, I ran with some bad company. And after I got saved, although I couldn't understand what was going on in my life, they started coming over and they said, "You're not no fun no more. I said, I'm not going to go with you guys tonight. I'm not going out. I'm not doing it." They said, "We don't know what's happened to you. You're not the same." Of course, now I'm saying amen to that. But at the time, I didn't understand it. And I got rid of all my bad company.
Amen.
And I'm glad. Amen. And I started making new friends in the church who were real friends, who didn't have me out in bars getting in fights and almost getting killed. Hello? Boy, it's quiet here tonight. See, some of you think, well, I can go to a bar. I'm just drinking Verner's. Yeah? It won't be long before you're drinking something else. And by the way, just you being there is wrong. It says, come out from among them, be separate. Hey, can you imagine if I took Pastor Dave and Pastor Mark and the evangelist here, and let's say we all went down there to one of those restaurants that's a bar downtown. And we went in there, had a sandwich and a soda pop. And we walked out of that bar, and they'd say, "Well, look at those guys. Call the deacons." They were with him also. Call their wives. No. Honest, we were just drinking soda pop and coffee, and we just said, no, see, You can't associate. No, you got. See, he's taking us out of darkness.
Right.
We got to stay away from those places.
Amen.
God called us out of those.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Well, I'm on lunch break, and I got to go with my buddies pack a lunch.
Amen.
You don't. There's no reason you have to go in a bar.
Yes, sir.
You do not have to go in a bar. You do not have to sit at a bar table and say, "I don't care if you're drinking water." It's your association.
Right.
Hello? I don't think you'd want your preacher walking out of a bar.
Right.
By the way, you'll never see me walking out of a bar. God's delivered me from that. Amen? Bad company, though, can cause you many problems. There's a saying, now the old folks will get this saying, one bad apple can ruin the whole barrel. And that's the truth. Look up here, kids. You can have a whole barrel of good apples, and you put one rotten apple. That one rotten apple can destroy. It's like a cancer. It spreads and destroys the whole barrel. What am I saying? Let's just say a group of seven of you kids got together, but there was one bad apple. One bad kid. That one bad kid can affect all you kids. That's why Pastor Dave and I, you and Chris will be, Brother Mark will be one of the educators this year. And we're Brother Jack, we're not going to let no bad apples in our school.
Amen.
Someone comes to our school and we see they're a bad apple. I'm letting you know ahead of time. We're cutting the core out. Because we want our school as the best it can be. We're not an elite school, but we're going to try to be a godly school. Hello? And by the way, they won't get a better education than what they'll get here. But we've just made our mind up. We're not going to have ruffians and street kids. And now, if they can come, but they're going to walk the walk with us. What they do on the outside, I don't know. But when they're here, they're going to obey. Amen? We're not going to have we're not having that. We're cutting out the bad apples. By the way, it's a privilege to go to Christian school. Someone said, they are rotten to the core. Someone also said, that one's a bad apple. How many of you ever heard those? Listen to this. I like this statement. We're talking about who you take your counsel with and who you keep company with. See if you can say, I'll tell you at the end, but see if you can tell me who said this. One very wise man said these words. Associate with men of good quality if you esteem your reputation, your own reputation. For it's better to be alone than in bad company. I'm going to read it again. Associate with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation. For it is better to be alone than in bad company. George Washington said those words. I think he knew a little bit. Amen? Look at verse 2. It's already getting near 7. Boy, time goes by fast when you're having fun. And preaching is fun. But his delight, this man that doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful and doesn't sit in the counsel of the sinners, his delight is the law of the Lord. And in the law doth he meditate day and night. In other words, you want to be able to get away from that bad crowd? Then read God's word. Study God's word. Think about God's word. Meditate on God's word. Let God be your deciding factor on your decision process. Scripture should be the process of your decision process. If it's not, if what you're thinking isn't scriptural, then it's not God. Psalms 119, verse 9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. How can a young guy make it? Austin, by listening to God's word. Psalms 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Look at Proverbs. Look at Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. See, many times we get too wise in our own eyes. Then we have to fall down and say, oh God, we need you now. We needed him all the time. Hello? While you're in Proverbs, I want you to look at this one last scripture in Proverbs. Look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24. Proverbs 1, verse 24, we're talking about counsel. We're talking about the right crowd. You need to hear me, young and old alike. We live in a wicked, evil generation. I'm going to tell you, it's hard for a Christian to not be torn up during the week. It's fun coming to church, but I know the real world's out there. Hello? And when you have to enter the real world, it's a battle. Look at verse 24, chapter 1 of Proverbs. Because I have called and you have refused. I've stretched out my hand. No man regarded it. But you have set at naught all my... You didn't listen to my counsel. And with none of my reproof, you wouldn't listen to the preacher. You wouldn't listen to the Bible. You didn't care what anybody said. You didn't care what God said. All right. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. That's usually when it comes, when everything falls out. Oh, God, I should have been listening. I was pleading with some kids this morning to try to save their life. Because a lot of kids have got bad attitudes today. I'm going to tell you, an attitude will destroy a person. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge. Don't get mad at the preacher. Don't get mad at your parents. You, by the way, I love kids. When they were growing up, Mom, Dad, you're too hard on me. But now I hear Tammy all the time say, boy, when I was a little kid, and you're going to do it too. And Tammy says, hey, I remember when you did your grandpa. You're doing the same thing. It's a lot different when you're the parent. Right now, you're the kid, so you're getting, you know, you're getting shell-shocked. But Levi, someday you're going to be older, you'll be grown up, and you'll have kids, and you'll say, hey, you're going to do this, buddy, because it's good for you. And you might have thought at the time, I don't know about it, but I'm going to do it. You know, your kid might say, oh, I don't know, Dad, you just keep doing it. Amen? Let me read that last ad scripture. 29. For they hated knowledge, did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. Verse 30, we're talking about counsel. We're talking about being with the right crowd. Are you with me, church? Amen. See, you listen to all that crazy music. You listen to all those crazy TV pro. You know, I didn't realize this the other day, Annie. We went down to a state park in southern Ohio. Rosie's family had a reunion on Friday. And they put in one of them little programs that the kids watch. And, you know, when you drive your car, now you got those little DVDs or like a little TV set. And they put a little program in there. And they watch like a TV program while you're going down there. And there was Lukey had a cartoon on. Boy, at the end, I heard a couple. I couldn't believe it. Even the cartoons are even. I said, get that thing out of there. I know Tammy didn't know it was in there either. And we didn't know where it came, but I mean, even the cartoons, Carl, is wicked. Don't take anything for granted. We were talking, that big old fellow, Barney. I'm not a Barney fan, but one thing, I never heard no cussing on him. And wasn't no screaming on him. I think we even did a Barney Vacation Bible School one year. I think we had Barney here. Didn't we have wasn't John Bryan a Barney here or something? We dressed him up like a Barney. You know what, though? Today, look up, parents. You better monitor everything your kids are watching and listening to. Amen. Because even the things that we think are, this was a cartoon. This was something that I thought was harmless. And we wonder where our kids are getting it all. They're getting it right underneath our noses.
That's right.
We better be watching what they're getting. Amen.
Amen.
Preacher, you can't be old. Yeah, I can be old fashioned.
Amen.
And for the sake of your kids, you better get old fashioned. Yeah, I better keep going. Bad company will cause you many problems. So read God's word, study God's word, let God's word be in your heart. And those who hate God's word and ways, they'll see dissolution and judgment someday. Then real quickly, look at verse 3, Psalms 1. I'm going to close this out. Psalms 1. I'm going to try to do it in the next 5 minutes here. And the Bible says he shall be planted. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and bring forth fruit. Did you know if you'll sell out to God, God will bless those who seek to follow him and walk in his ways? How many want God's blessing?
Amen.
Well, if you'll stay away from the wicked, if you'll seek God's counsel, if you'll seek the things of God, God will bless you. And you'll be like a tree planted. And God will bless you, and you'll grow and you'll be strong. And you won't wither away like most of the kids. You know, I probably shared this with you. I ran with a bunch of rough guys. I wasn't a tough guy, but I ran with a lot of tough guys. And I went back about 8 years ago when Rick Murphy died. I preached Rick Murphy's funeral, one of my friends I grew up with, Toledo, Ohio. And I asked Where's Chucky P. Rowan? Where's this guy? Where's this guy? These are all guys. Where's Lanny? Where's? And they said, one by one. By the way, I was in my 50s then. I'm about 50 then. Maybe late 40s when Rick died. And I start to ask them, where's all the guys that we ran with? Oh, they died a long time ago. Piro died 15 years ago, overdose. This guy got killed in jail. This guy got, and they just kept, one by one, all those guys I used to run with, they withered away. I'm glad I got out of that crowd. I'm going to tell you something. There is a heaven and there is a hell. But I'm going to tell you something. If there is, but even if there wasn't, but there is, just living the life for Christ in this life has let me live. There is. But the benefit, I've been blessed. If there was no eternity, but there is. If there was no judgment, just by not being judged here by a wicked life. Come here with me. The ways of the transgressor is hard. And all those young guys are all gone. Withered away, young. You better watch. You better think how you're going to live your life. You better plan your life to live for God. Because if you don't, you're going to be sorry. Especially you that grew up underneath the Word of God. You're going to be held more accountable because where much is given, much more required. I never heard the Word of God until I was 19 years old. Hello? So you young people that's blessed by parents that take you to church, you ought not be mad at your parents for taking you to church. You ought to be thanking God you have parents that took you to church and take you to church. Make you go to church. Okay, verse 4. Notice verse 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff with the wind driveth away. The ungodly are not planted. They're not blessed. They're not rooted. They're not grounded. And they perish. And they're driven away. You ever see just blows away, nothing. And that's how the ungodly are. But see, when you're planting with Christ, you've got some root. You've got some stability. Hello? You've got a sure foundation. You've got a great hope of eternity. I can't imagine a man without hope in Christ. Can you imagine going through this life as crazy as this world is now without hope in Christ? No wonder they're committing suicide. Look at verse 5. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Yeah, there's two judgments. There's one for the sinners, and there's one for the saved. The saved people go to the judgment seat of Christ up in heaven. The lost will not be with us. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says we'll all stand before the judgment of Christ. Romans 14:10 says we'll all stand before Christ. That's not for punishment. That's for our stewardship, how we served him. We wouldn't be there if it wasn't for that. Salvation matters already taken. But then the lost, they stand at the white throne judgment, Revelation chapter 20, at the white throne judgment, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne. And the Bible says, it goes on and says, they all stood before God and the books were open and the world fled away. And the Bible says, and whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. I'm glad I don't have that for my destination. Amen. Yeah. And then look at verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Well, you know what I'm trying to get across today, Bobby, to the kids? And the adults, it pays to serve God. It pays to walk with God. God is our preserver, not just for eternity. He's our preserver even in this life. It's you have a better life being submitted to God than you would living a reckless life for Satan. That's what I'm trying to, and that's what this chapter 1 is trying to tell you. Look up here, kids. I'm telling you, the preacher's better off now over these years walking with God than I would if I'd have been stayed in the bars and running wild. First of all, I wouldn't be here talking to you about it. I'd probably be gone, burning in hell. You can't beat God's plan. Say this, I cannot beat God's plan. I'll tell you, you can't. And then lastly, verse 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Look at this last verse. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Look at verse 4 of chapter 2. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. I'm going to tell you, I know that right now, I've had people laugh at me when I preach. That's the world. That's a fallen, that's Satan. That's fallen nature. Man, the Bible says that the carnal mind is enmity against God. It hates God. It wants to murder God. Enmity, worse than hatred. You have enmity for someone, you want to kill them. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And I know there's been people here down through the years, and even when I was in, they laugh and mock and say, ah, that preacher, he's just an old dud, old-fashioned. But you know what? When it comes down later in their life, they're going to say, wow, I wish I'd have listened. I wish I would have did it. I've had so many people when they're older in life, Tommy, and they said, man, I regret I didn't serve God when I was younger. How many times have you heard that? Or they say, I've wasted most of my life. They write a song, wasted years, wasted years. Wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish have you gone on through life in heartache and fears. I might have made those words up, I don't know. Turn around, turn around. God is calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted years. And that's when you don't walk with God, don't waste your life. I had great, great plans of being a great ball player. I was telling, maybe it was Brother Mark. I don't know who I was talking to. By the way, if I don't talk to you today, I'll probably forget it by tomorrow, so don't worry. I was standing I was so glad that I got saved and then I'm glad I became a preacher instead of a ball player. Amen? I don't care what the ball players could. I don't care what the stardom could have gave me, and even if I could have got to play for the Yankees, with nothing compared to God's glory. Amen? And by the way, that's a temporal glory. His is an eternal. I'm going to read this last verse, and I am going to quit. You say, well, how does God know I'm one of His? You want to look with me over in Timothy? 2 Timothy 2:19? And I'll stop. It's a quarter after 7. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His.
That's right.
The Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen? I think that went with Psalms 1. Psalms 1 says, walk with God. He said, you see that nice tree planted by the river? It's real flourishing. Got a lot of good leaves. It's well manicured and well maintained. Man, it's real sturdy and strong. That's what you can be if you walk with God. And take of the water of His life. Amen? So let's think about Psalms 1 tonight. Let's think about who we get our counsel from. Let's see who we take our advice from. Let's think about who the kind of people we run with. Who do we keep company with? Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we're thankful for this Father's Day. And Lord, I just pray that you'll bless all the men here tonight. God, give us some great men that walk with you, that know you. Lord, give me some men that will teach their children the ways of God. Bless our teenagers and help, Lord, what an evil world we live in. Far more evil than what preacher ever grew up in. These kids have got it way harder than I've ever had it. And Lord, they need mercy and they need you to bless them and help them over. Lord, I need you to put a hedge of protection around them. There's so many evils out there that would try to tear them down. They're surrounded everywhere they go with the TV and the computers and just the society itself. Perverse and crooked. Lord, help us so even though we live in a perverse, crooked world, Help us to shine as lights in a dark, perishing world. And help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. We ask these things in Christ's name. I wonder why we're praying before we leave tonight. How many say, Pastor, I'll be honest with you, lately I've kind of been slipping away from the Lord. And I want to be like that Psalms 1. Would you pray for me? I'd like to be that person like Psalms 1 that walks with God. See, yes, 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 yes. God bless you, yes. If there's anyone here today that's never been saved, Christ loves you. He died for you. He rose from the grave that third day. Eternal life's yours for free if you'll just accept him. I wonder, before we pray, is there anyone here today, Pastor, I've never asked Christ to save me, and I'd like to be saved tonight. I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that? Just raise your hand. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Heavenly Father, we're so thankful we can be together tonight as a church. Bless our people. Help us as we daily try to serve you. Give us victories. And Lord, just bless all our people tonight. I know there's a lot of them. There's so many battles, even financially, physically. Lord, so many things on every side there's a battle. Please, Lord, help us as we try to serve you to get the victory. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. Brother Mark, what page are you on?
390.
390. We'll sing a verse. If you'd like to come, you come right now.